it's real interesting. I know you're very interested in the history of the county. Have you made any effort to locate Queensboro, where it might have been? The rivers, have you been able to actually go to the site?
Well, as far as I can tell, we did. Now,
there's no, in other words, there are no physical ruins left.
No. I've never read of any being found there. Well, now, it was, all I know is this, that the Continental Can owns it now, the site of Queensboro. And while we were trying to run down the history of Bethel Church by that, one of the forest rangers took us to this site back then.
I remember when I was in high school, there was discussion about it, and several of us were, you know, wanting to find. Were any artifacts found or any?
Not that I have ever heard of.
But it's pretty well established that that was the location because they have the land grant.
Oh, no, I have a map that I got from University of Michigan showing the Irish settlement.
Oh, I see.
I think the date is 1769 on that map.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows, and I understand it's one of only two that are in existence that showed the Irish township.
Of course.
And it was just, it was just north of the old town plantation, you know, which was the site of George Goffin's dream boat.
Now, why do they think Queensboro just disappeared? Was it some kind of attack, or did the people move away? Do you have any ideas?
The ranger told us that day that that was a floodplain there. See? And I imagine it was unhealthy. And of course they didn't all come in 1769. The colonial records are full of grants. You see, the Irish settlers got 50,000 acres of land. And old George Goffin at the trading post was instrumental in getting them to come to America.
So the trade post was there at
nearby. Now, my map does not show the trading post. It says Goffin's cow pen.
Cow pen?
On the Ogeechee.
Well,
now, do you know anything of George Goffin's history?
No, I don't.
Well, now, he came from Ireland. And he came to Charleston, and there he married, and he was an Indian trader, and he his main depot and his home and all his big land holdings were at Silver Bluff across the Savannah River, see, about 25 miles below Augusta. And it's still known as Silver Bluff out there.
Yes, I've heard of that.
So, then he established a chain of trading posts. And I think at one time he was Indian agent.
Oh, yeah, I see.
That's in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And of which this one on the Ogeechee River was one. And he had a large family of children in his will, really, is something to read.
Quite a document, huh?
Yeah, sure is. But now, he was instrumental. He had a brother back in Ireland. And this brother advertised in the Belfast papers for settlers to come to Georgia.
Oh.